Welcome, everyone, to this thankful edition of My Bar Story with the CMBA Podcasts featuring Team CMBA. I'm Carrie Burns, Chief Strategy Officer here at the Bar Association.
And I'm Caitlin Peterson, Board Relations and Special Events Manager.
I'm Siobhan Nash, Community and Pro Bono Programs Manager.
And I'm Mary Groth, Director of Member and Donor Engagement.
This time of year, everyone's reflecting on the year and what they're thankful for and giving gratitude. Mary, let's start with you. What was something you were thankful for this year?
So really thankful. I've been very involved, obviously, in the Legacy 150 campaign and the historical information that we've circulated in many different forms for Legacy 150. I am a history major, so the history was especially important to me. I'm very thankful for all the authors who volunteered to do special featured articles in the Bar Journal from January through December. We had a number of articles that really talked about the history of the bar, the CBA, the CCBA, the foundation, and all of the programs and interesting things that the Bar Association has done through the years from 1873 to now. It was a great group. They were very excited to be involved, and I thought they did a really great job of looking at stories that interested them and that were interesting to our members, and we have gotten a lot of really positive feedback about those special articles.
I thought they were so fantastic, and as someone who didn't grow up in the Cleveland legal community, such a great lesson, and it really made me proud of being a member of the bar and working for the bar for everything that we've done over the past 150 years. So they were fantastic. I loved them.
Yeah. Very entertaining. And then also on top of that, we were doing podcasts like this, My Bar Story podcasts from members. I learned so much listening to all of those, such great stories throughout the different podcasts that we've done all year.
Yeah. And then we did those CLEs. We were calling them Cheers to 150 years because I was trying to do them in breweries. And some really cool programs came out of that too. Top of mind for me is the desegregation of the Cleveland Public Schools. Just listening to all the different players who played a part in that case on different sides of the aisle, but they're still great friends and had really good memories and jokes. And that was a fantastic program.
Yeah, that was a really good one. I got a chance to go to that one. And I think that sitting in the three arms room and then having an opportunity to listen to that CLE gave me different perspective. So I appreciated that. And I really loved the podcast because it was a great opportunity for me to just learn human experience and just listen to people talk about themselves, which was fun for me because I don't know everyone. So I really enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah, they were like mini interviews. If you couldn't, you know, meet the person face to face, you got to know about them.
Yeah,
it was fun. I had the great fortune of being able to host a number of the podcasts, do the interviews, and from Warren Rossman, our first author, to judges Adrian and Oliver, they were fun. We had fellows, foundation folks, and past presidents as well, who gave their time. And really, I think in all of them, I could have sat and talked for hours and hours and hours. I guess maybe being the senior member of our staff, I've known a lot of these folks for a long time, but they were really happy to come in and share their stories. And they're representative of the fantastic lawyers that we have in our organization. And again, shining a light on our history, looking all the way back to our first president back in 1873, incredible leaders, incredible civic leaders, as well as leaders within the legal field. And they've really contributed to where our bar is now, which I see at the national level, going to national association meetings. We really are the envy of our peer bars. We have an elite bar association.
We really do. And that's something I think that I'm thankful for as well. You know, I haven't been here as long as you, Mary, but I did start out here in law school. I was a law clerk for bar counsel, and even just what the Bar Association looked like then when we were over across the street in the Galleria to what we do today, I mean, we're light years ahead of other bar associations and even what we used to do. So it's just so exciting. And I'm so thankful that we have members and volunteers who allow us to do that and, you know, follow us along on some of our crazy plans. And it's, you know, always worked out for us. So that's great.
A lot of the podcasts that we did featured past presidents, as you mentioned, Mary. And this year, I feel like we really got another chance to connect with those past presidents from all of the past bar associations, from the Cleveland Bar and then the county. And it was nice to get all those people back into the same room. Now that we have this Emeritus Council that they're very engaged in, and they're helping us go on road shows and putting the word out about the great things that the Legacy 150 campaign is raising funds for. So that was just one thing I wanted to mention that I'm thankful for this year too, to get to reconnect with those past leaders who really made a difference and then still want to today.
And I would say they're still leaders, that Emeritus Council. And our past presidents conducted a mini campaign to raise funds for Legacy 150. And they've come in such a strong and positive way. Right now, we have over half of our living past presidents engaged as fundraisers. And we're hoping to close that gap very soon. And they've raised over $200,000 through their commitment. So it's been a great group to work with. They're excited about where we've been, but really excited about where we're going as an organization, and have really committed to helping. It shows you the level of leadership, the level of commitment that there is, you know, in that group. They've been extraordinary.
Yeah, and we had that past president's brunch back in April. Wow. That was a lot of fun. I know it felt like so long ago, but we got to hear a lot of fun stories during that program too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and to continue on with that, I'm really thankful that everyone has come to support and help grow the Cleveland Legal Collaborative, which is, you know, the signature project of Legacy 150 and really what we're raising a lot of money for. And people have come from everywhere, all walks of life, past presidents, you know, people, solo practitioners who just want to help, because we all see this huge need in the Cleveland community of individuals who can't afford legal services, who don't qualify for legal aid because they make too much. And the lawyers are stepping up. The lawyers are saying, we want to help. Tell us where we can help. And so it started, you know, gosh, probably what, 18 months ago when we said, hey, we're thinking about doing this and we need your help. And the list, Siobhan and I were just looking at it today of people
growing.
Who said yes and how can I help and here's my expertise. It's awesome. And it's been so much fun to connect with them and build something from the ground up with them. It's really been a great time.
Yeah, truly a premier program, will be a premier program. Really excited about it. I think that's a great segue to my thankful highlight, which is all of the volunteers that commit their time and talent to making sure that the programs are operational. So we have like this myriad of programs that the Bar Association hosts, but really without the support of the volunteers, the members, to put action to the thoughts and the concepts that come out the boardroom that we want to do in the programs is really impossible without the volunteers. And so you think about 3Rs, VLA, reach out. I started naming committees. Somebody's going to get mad because I didn't name their committee, so I won't do that. But just thinking about all those programs, like, it's impossible to do it without volunteers. And the huge commitment from the legal community in Cleveland to give back is incomparable. Like, it's a phenomenal feat to do and watch every year. So I really appreciate the volunteers to committing their time without me having to ask more than like 3 or 4 times sometimes. But you come up and you come through every time.
Yes, thanks, volunteers. Yeah. And also shout out board members for coming up with some of these ideas in the boardroom, but obviously the volunteers who are driving the efforts too. But the board has been super engaged in getting ideas for fundraising for Legacy 150, getting out there, getting the word out, attending all of our special events that are also fundraisers for Legacy 150 throughout the year. But those events have been a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
You know,
going to get some good CLE ideas from board members too, which is fun.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
I would say too, and I want to give a special shout out to our foundation fellows, our Bar Foundation fellows. We have over 600 fellows that have made a commitment. Many of them have paid their pledges in full and are now pledging to Legacy 150, which we're excited about. But their contributions have really allowed us to build our endowment fund from really nothing to over $3 million since we started back in 2014, really digging in with the endowment. So a shout out and a thank you to all of those fellows who really are year in, year out, the backbone of support for our foundation and our programs that get grants from the foundation that Siobhan talked about that are doing great work in our schools and in our community. So thank you, fellows.
Mm-hmm. Leaving a legacy.
We, Mary and I, just started a 3Rs team again after you and I hadn't done one for a while. And it's work. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. But man, to have a full law practice and then be in the classroom once a month, it was a lot of fun. The kids are awesome. But you are up there teaching a class.
Yeah.
It was cool.
How did you feel, Carrie? I didn't get to talk to you about it.
We haven't.
This is great.
It was awesome. We have a good class. We have a really good teacher.
Yeah.
They were engaged. There were a couple in there that said they wanted to be lawyers, which was very exciting.
Yeah.
They had questions. We didn't even get through everything. We had so many questions and so much fun, and it was a good time. I'm glad we're doing it again.
Yay.
Yeah, it's great to be back in the classroom. During COVID, we went virtual with the 3Rs, and after COVID, you know, we're working our way back in, but there's limits in terms of the number of volunteers that can go to the class. But yeah, it worked out well. We're at Collinwood this year. It's a great high school with a great tradition. There are 150,000 trophies in the main hall that we pass by. So the opportunity to go into the classroom in that program is wonderful. The feeling hasn't changed since it started. And I even did the preview. We tested at the Old South High School before we launched. So we did a test session with the South High kids back in 2005. Like, it's hard to believe. But the feeling is the same. I mean, to go into the classroom, you have the opportunity to really engage and listen to what the students are thinking about, what, you know, about what's going on. And I think, you know, in this day and age of such conflict and the divide between this side and that side, to be able to go into a classroom and talk about civics and the Constitution and listen to what our future generation of leaders has to say, I think it's very heartening. They're very thoughtful, and they do keep up with current events, and they do have opinions. And as somebody in my generation, it's great to hear them, and it's great to see their thoughtfulness as they kind of move through their school experience. So I can say I think I really feel good about the future of Cleveland with the kids that we met on Friday at Collinwood. They were wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yay. Glad to hear that.
Yep. The next generation is strong. I was thinking, as you were saying, that the young lawyers and the young lawyers section and just these younger people that are really stepping up and putting a lot of work into what we're going to do in the future. We were talking about 3Rs, and I just talked to a brand new attorney a couple weeks ago who's really excited because she signed up for 3Rs. Mm-hmm. And I was just laughing because I'm like, you're going to be doing 3Rs for a long time. Once they do it, they're like, that was so fun. And again and again, I don't know, like, we got one hooked already. And she's brand new.
Yeah.
The younger folks are really stepping up. So that's great.
One thing I wanted to say too, give a shout out to Carrie and the CLE program. From my perspective, a lot of my contemporaries in the more seasoned veteran lawyer group, right, really enjoyed the walking tour programs. Oh, yeah. The opportunity with their Bar One memberships to get out there. So easy to register, so easy to just jump in. And they jumped in pretty big numbers throughout the walking tours this summer. So, Carrie, why don't you talk a little bit about those? Because I think that those have really become something to look forward to. And the generational span in the audience was there, but our senior lawyers really do like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they enjoy the opportunity to get together and see each other.
Oh, yeah. We had a loyal following in the walking tours
you
this
have
year.
Regulars.
Yes. It's awesome. I love it. People I had never met before in, you know, all my time here at the Bar Association, and now, you know, we're walking buddies. We did some great ones this year. Our downtown walking tour was pretty cool. We found a space that I had never even known existed. The what was it
Worthington
called? Worthington. Yeah. This beautiful courtyard in downtown Cleveland, and being able to sit there and learn a little bit of the history about downtown. The Metro Parks walking tour we did around Merwin's Wharf and some of the pathways. It was quite a long walk, that one. Leave it to the Metro Parks to take us on a full hike. But people loved it, and people met us, you know, we met them where they were. If they didn't want to go all the way to the top of the hill, they stayed down there, and then we, you know, did some of our programming. They're so much fun, and I love engaging with the different neighborhoods, the different CDCs to learn about such a rich history in Cleveland and all the diversity. It's been so much fun, and I look forward to planning those every year because there's so much we still haven't tapped, and we've been doing them for 3 years now. We probably do about 10 a summer. Yeah. So there's more to come.
I enjoy going on the walking tours when it fits my schedule. I get zero CLE credit from it, but it is just fun to learn about the communities in a different way because, you know, most people from Cleveland know either you're on the east side of Cleveland mm-hmm. or you're on the west side of Cleveland. And the way the walking tours are designed, it gets you across that bridge and to the other side and just seeing the spaces. And I'm sort of a foodie to a certain extent. Sometimes it gives me new restaurant ideas. Yeah. So I really like it. I really like it.
You're not the only one not getting CLE credit for it. There's a lot of attorneys that are coming who already have all of their credit for the year.
Yeah, they look at it as just a great educational and social. And it's great to see people, again, after COVID, it's great to see people gathering again in person and enjoying that connection to each other that you see at those programs.
Yeah, I think looking back on a year that was this 2023, that's probably a highlight of mine is just seeing more people at the bar, seeing more people at events. Mm-hmm. I really felt like this year we really came back, and we came back with a bang. You know, we were having things here, we were having things offsite. Talk about the different restaurants and things that we have visited over the months for CLEs, for different 150 events, and it was always different people and people excited to see everyone, new and old friends. That was something I really enjoyed about this year.
The other thing, too, I think about is, and I know you wrote the article, Carrie, so think about those institutes that go on and on, the annual institutes and the Tax Institute in person, right?
Yeah.
The gathering, again, of practitioners in those areas for the institutes. Those have really, again, come back in a very strong way. And those are hallmark programs that go back into the 50s, I think some of them are
Tax as old Institute. As me. I think you and the Tax Institute, Mary.
Yeah, you can guess my age up there. But we go back. But those traditional programs have been strong, and the sections and the groups that put those on every year really do a great job at pulling together people and coming up with topics and speakers that are of interest. And it is fun to see them gather as a group, and they're excited about getting back together.
Yeah, I was doing registration, I think, for the Tax Institute, and someone came in and says, I haven't been anywhere in years, and I'm coming back, and I can't wait to see everyone. And he was just high-fiving and hugging, and it was just so good to see. You know, that's what we're here for, and that's what we're doing, is bringing people together, really just being a place for people to gather and see friends and have some camaraderie in the legal profession.
Yeah. I think going back to the next generation part, one of my highlights for this year was the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Summer Legal Adventure. And so that was very fun for me as well as the students. Like, I really enjoyed it. So it looked a lot different than it has in the past. And we were able to travel to different law schools this summer, did a lot here at the Bar Association. I find myself connected with the students, and they still continue to email me now and ask for different things and letters and all kinds of stuff. But it was a great experience for them. A lot of them, their first time being exposed to a traditional setting and career in the career field of law. But I think one of the most things that's most memorable for me is at the graduation ceremony, someone's grandmother was there, and she was just talking about how she was so thankful for the CNBA and hosting this program. This is the first time that her granddaughter had an opportunity to kind of engage in something that she'd always been talking about. And so she was really inspired by Judge Ronald Adrian's speech at graduation. And so she came up to me and we had a long conversation. Things like that, like organic conversations, just genuine cheerfulness about the programs that we do. That was one of my highlights for this year. It was really fun. I think the kids got the students got a lot out of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I would say, too, with that, a shout out to our law schools.
Yes, for sure.
Cleveland State Case Law School, and also Akron. Akron's been our partner for a number of years, and to have the opportunity, and I know they traveled down to the Akron Law School as well, but in the minority clerkship and our other programs, those law schools have really played a key role, and we are so excited about the students that we meet that are coming up through our programs that include law students from the minority clerkship program to law students volunteering for pretty much all of our community outreach, from 3Rs to mock trial to doing work with us in our pro bono programs, mm-hmm. helping sitting in interviews and brief advice sessions and helping lawyers with those. So a shout out to the law schools and our law students.
All right, ladies. So we've just talked about everything that we're thankful for and things that we've really enjoyed over the past year. But what are we looking forward to? You know, the year's almost over. We're going to be in 2024, which is crazy to think about. But what are we hopeful for and what are we looking forward to as the new bar year progresses?
Well, right now, I mean, all I'm thinking about is the next Rock the Foundation, because that's coming up in February. I loved having the Rock the Bar event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But I am excited to go back to the Music Box Supper Club. I'm excited about our Pogue Award honorees, the co-deans of the Case Law School, as we just talked about, having such a great relationship with our law schools. I'm just, looking forward to that. It's going to be a really fun event and lots of magical surprises in store.
Ooh.
Right. So mystical. I'm very excited. I think I am looking forward to, because it's also right on my horizon, it's the mock trial season.
Yeah.
Everything that kind of goes into mock trial is so busy and so much that goes into planning it. But I really enjoy watching the students like bring these pieces of paper to life and getting in full character and going right. It's so much fun to watch. And it's so fun to watch them as they learn and not just have fun with it. So it's both. And so, again, nice call. Looking forward to our volunteer support in that regard. But definitely looking forward to mock trial season, both Ohio mock trial and the Cleveland mock trial. Both fun, very fun events for students.
Mm-hmm. Also, a shout out. One of our teams won the state competition last year, you know, so we'll see if they can two-peat this year. So St. Edwards. Yep. I would say I'm looking forward to the launch of the Cleveland Legal Collaborative. Oh, yeah. We've been so involved in putting this together, and there have been so many volunteers and so many pieces kind of assembled. The cause is so important. And I have to say that because I'm so involved with the fundraising aspect of our Legacy 150 campaign, it's reaching our financial goals. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who have donated. We have a lot of outside grant requests that are submitted and pending and will be submitted. But we're really encouraging every member of our bar to make a commitment. Right now, we're in the middle of our giving season, our holiday season, and we have a special challenge for our members to give $150 to the Legacy 150 campaign. If we can get 2,000 lawyers, we have a big audacious goal, but we'd love 2,000 of our members to give $150. It will go such a long way towards achieving our goals and launching the CLC next year. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. I can't wait to do the jump and the happy dance, ring the bell. You know, when we hit our goal. So encourage all of you to think about that gift. And we are coming up on Giving Tuesday on the 28th of November, we are going to be pushing Legacy 150 on Giving Tuesday. Please think about us as a place for you to give your funds to this holiday season. It will make a huge difference. And our program really is a program that only lawyers can provide. Mm-hmm. So it's a great program for lawyers to contribute to and support. So thank you for that in advance.
Can't say it better than Mary.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
For everything you've done all year long.
Great talk. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.